Okay, thanks, Hans. So we're now moving towards the end of the meeting, and I'm very pleased to introduce Richard Dice from the Directorate General for Education and Culture in Brussels, who's been participating with us at this meeting and gave a presentation in Workshop 4. And I don't know what the official term is, but Richard is our manager, contact person in the directorate for the AP project, and therefore sponsor of the AP project, and therefore one of the main sponsors of the meeting. So I'm very pleased to welcome Richard to say a few remarks to us.
Yes. Thank you very much for inviting the European Commission to this important event here. We are, as mentioned, we are co-financing this study because we think this is an important study. Education and training is important. I don't have to tell you. You all all know that and all believe that. We know that it's very important for the economic development, for the individual development, for society. But education and training is also an economic sector, even of its own. There are 6 million teachers in the European Union. That's more than the population of Denmark. 15 million people work in the education sector. That's almost the population of the Netherlands. And the public, the money from governments, the public spending on education is more than 600 billion euro per year. So that's a lot of money, and in addition, private households, enterprises spend about 200 billion euro in the EU every year on education. And they do it because it's very important for their own future, for the future of the economy. Therefore, this is an important sector. We need research on this sector. We need research on education and training. And there is a lot of research on education and training. Sometimes maybe too much, or we have a feeling. Today, I had to participate in two meetings at the same time. There's a TALIS meeting on the teacher education and learning study of OECD going on in The Hague. I was there this morning, and then first I came here, then I went there. Afterwards, I go back again. So this shows how many studies are ongoing and how many conferences. Such studies are, of course, important because education is very complex, very difficult to understand. Even after all this research, we still don't understand it. It's dealing with human beings. Human beings are very complex, and there are several actors involved. There's the learner, there's the teacher, the interaction, and even knowledge is something that is shifting all the time. So education is quite complex, difficult to understand. And long-term, we didn't have a lot of figures on education, on the outcomes, on the skills. Now there are more and more data produced. There are more and more quantitative studies on skills. The OECD has developed a PISA study. We have developed a TALIS study. PIAC has been carried out and will be available next year, and so on. And also other organizations, IEA, is doing a lot of skills studies. So we have more and more evidence. We have more and more quantitative information about education and its outcomes, and we have more and more research on this evidence. So this quantitative evidence has triggered a lot of research studies. But what we don't know so much, we have not so much research about this research. How can we make it more efficient? How can we use it better? And if we look at policymakers, we often see that they think the data needs are very big, they are very large. All kinds of things are ideally needed, but not available. What is available is less, obviously, than what is needed. But then much of the available information is not even accessible to users. It's somewhere in databases. Not everybody can use it. And then even what is accessible to users in principle is not always known. We realize often when we look at Eurostat databases that there are more data in there than we thought. We forgot about this, or we discover things. So what is really known, what people know about, is less than what is available. And what, in fact, they use out of what they know is even less. Then they use only parts of it because either they don't have the resources. And then the inner circle is what they really understand, how they really use the data in a meaningful way. And here, let's say research about the use of evidence in policymaking, about the use of research, can help us to optimize this. There is more knowledge out there when we know, when policymakers know. It's sometimes on different aggregation levels. Sometimes it's not available on an international level. It's available on a national level or a regional level. It's available in areas that are maybe not immediately obvious, but are not labeled as education. Maybe it's called skills, or it's research, or it's about employability and so on. So there's much more out there when we know and when we use. And we can already increase a lot the benefit of what is produced by better information on what is there and how we can use it for our policy making. And here, research on evidence-based policy making can help us and can be quite useful. And I think while there is maybe already a saturation in the number of research studies on education that is ongoing, or in the capacity to absorb all that information, maybe we still need more studies on knowledge brokerage, on how to use this evidence, and how it can be improved, how it can be organized better. And therefore, we are happy that this study here, this project is carried out. We are looking forward to the final results. And I think there's probably more research needed. Often, we hear from researchers at the end that they say, and we are skeptic if they say that we need more research, but it's often the outcome of research. But in this case, it is probably true, because there are a lot of returns to that research, and there are a lot of benefits, and education is so important, educational research is so important. Therefore, we have to make the best use out of it, and I hope and I'm quite sure that this project helps us doing so. So thank you very much for inviting me, and thanks for this conference.
Thank you, Richard.